Take a drink every time fried chicken makes an appearance in one of these movies.
The following is a Super Network production with Super Marcy.
I blame this movie for this movie. I don't know.
The terrible Australian Bee Jermaine.
Between the puppet sex, the puppet porn, the puppet vomiting, the puppets eating shit, this was the scene where it was going too far.
Professor Batch.
I'll tell you, that's a Canadian hard 30.
It contains coarse language.
They're not even there! What is going on?
Mature themes.
Oh, 25 cents for XXX movies, I'm going.
Potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. Please find us at supermarcy.com and subscribe to us via Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Enjoy.
At the far end of the universe, there is a planet ruled by a being of utter evil. And there is only one man who dares challenge him. They are locked in a battle to the death. A battle that will take them across the heavens.
Stop him!
A battle that will finally be fought.
I want them hunted down and brought to me!
Across the face.
Police! Nobody move!
Of Earth. Masters of the Universe.
G'day everyone, this is Bee Jermaine, aka The Terrible Australian, and welcome back to episode 20 of the 2B Tuesdays podcast, the podcast where my co-host and I watch a random movie from the free streaming service 2B and do an audio commentary on it, and as well as being the only one out there in the universe that's hosted by two Australians and a Canadian.
That's the number one podcast hosted by two Australians and a Canadian, thank you.
Damn fucking straight. And and first up, of course, is Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Not enjoying our crappy winter weather where it's raining for like 10 days straight, but I'm staying inside because we're still in lockdown as of recording this podcast, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, if we needed a reason, well, at least this whole city to stay indoors and rather not go out and get more COVID cases, maybe a bit of rain for the next week or so might be the answer to all our problems.
Exactly. The rain just keeps me indoors anyway, and I'm too busy to have a life. So, Exactly.
And, of course, is our second co-host, Professor Batch. Hello, Batch. How are you?
Good day. I am well. I've got one shot down, one to go. Do you guys have your first vaccinations yet?
Well, hell no. Thing is, we do want it, but for some reason, our federal government has decided it's like, only certain people should get it at this moment. And
you're at that stage later.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's talk about we might not get it till maybe later this year or even early next year.
Seriously?
Oh my god.
But given like the new lockdown we've had here in Melbourne, and like they're probably thinking, you know what, maybe we should speed it up, which they should have fucking done from the very beginning, but
yeah.
I don't
digress. Ontario
has been such like a shit show. They just like, okay, here, have some vaccines. Everybody get the vaccines.
Yes. Well, I hope it gets to a point like that when we can just, you know, Marcy and I and every other person here in Victoria and Australia we know can just finally get it and get it over and done with.
I feel like the only people that, because I have like, you know, many people were like on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. It feels like I see the post about someone getting a vaccine, but none of them are in Australia.
Yeah.
It's insane. And like the only person I know, I think, oh, well, there might be a few because I think I do know some healthcare workers and stuff. But my mum has had her first dose and she's due to get her second one very soon. But she's like the only person who's gotten one. And despite the fact that I am someone who lives with a disability, I have, you know, some form of asthma for sure, and
you should be. You'd be like a shoo-in, like to get it.
And I have, you know, a compromised immune system due to my disability, which a lot of my symptoms are basically COVID symptoms, and I'm not eligible. Like, it's ridiculous.
Well, I don't know what you're taking, but you're glowing today, my dear.
I know. It was that LSD I had earlier.
Hey now.
Exactly. But for this episode of 2B Tuesdays, it's Bachelor's turn once again. Now, Bachelor, our audience, which film have you chosen for this one? And you've picked quite a winner for this one.
See, I'm nice. I'm not like some of these people, or you be, that just wants to make us suffer through these movies. I'm choosing a very movie from the 80s that I have fond memories of. Not that great of a movie, but it's all we got at the time. We're doing Masters of the Universe, the classic 1980s Dolph Lundgren film of the animated series and the toy line, etc., etc.
Awesome.
That's my pick this week.
Indeed, and it's a great pick. And for Marcy and I, this will be our second time doing a commentary for it, because we did one back like 11 years ago for this film, which we did with our friends Nick, Pat, and Sam. And that was a pretty hectic but fun commentary.
It was insane.
But we're looking forward to doing this again, because this is a very treasured movie of ours. I know for me personally, because this was one of my favorite childhood films. And I always have a good time watching it. And I always love talking about it. So I look forward to this commentary.
That is not the record, though. I think I've done three separate commentaries for No Holds Barred. And I got a feeling...
Well, that is true.
I got a feeling that's not going to be the last time we do a commentary. No.
If No Holds Barred does pop up on TV, we'll have to do a commentary for it.
Yes.
Because that is the best movie of all time.
Yes.
Exactly. But
we don't do that on this show. We suffer for art on this show.
We do.
Exactly. But before we get to the movie, we'll lay down the ground rules for how we're going to watch it. Now, for all those out there who have never listened to our previous episodes of 2B Tuesdays, first of all, how dare you?
Run.
If you have Tubi, go straight there. Look up Masters of the Universe. We'll be playing the movie from the very start. So I'll count us down from five. And when I say go, that's when you'll play the movie. And that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads at different times throughout the film. And since we are watching it from areas of the world, they might pop up at completely different times rather than at the same time. But we'll let you know when they... Yes. So once they do, we'll just shout out ad, and that way you can pause the film. And then once the ads are finished, we'll let you know, and then you can restart the film again. However, before we actually do start the film, a word from our sponsor.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.
And we are back. And Marcy, Batch, are you both ready for Masters of the Universe again?
I was born ready, you numbskull! Yes!
Yes.
I was born ready.
If only that was the voice that was only the voice that Skeletor had in this movie.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly. But I'll count us down and we'll go when I say go. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
And we're off. Apparently.
MGM. And of course it's the lot. And I probably made this joke in the commentary 10 years ago. It's the MGM lion warning us not to watch this movie.
Yeah, very much so.
No, this is the sign that you should watch this movie.
Fuck yes. It's you canon. Know great quality. You'll know you're in for a good time when the Canon logo appears during a film.
Canon Group presents.
And those 2 names, Golan and Globus.
All right.
I inhaled my own air, and I can't...
Me too!
Dolph Lundgren is a wax figure.
And Frank Langella in the performance of his career.
Doesn't he actually love this role?
He does love this role. He has stated many times that Skeletor is without a doubt one of his favorite roles he's ever played. And this is a man who has been nominated for Oscars, won Tonys, nominated for Emmys, and this is still one of his favorite roles he's ever done. And do I sound like Alec Guinness?
Again, another one.
Okay, so as always on the show, we got to link this movie to the other movies in the Tubi Cinematic Universe.
Ooh.
So is Eternia the planet where the old guy from The Visitor lives?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And also, to tie it back to our last movie, which was Deathbed, the Bed That Eats, I'm going to imagine the deathbed was owned by Skeletor.
Is the deathbed one of his henchmen?
Yes.
Yes. It was sent to Earth.
It's also where Skeletor and Evelyn bang.
Yes. And also, obviously not a ripoff of the Superman theme music.
Hell no.
As a kid, I honestly thought it was the same music, because it sounded so similar to it.
I can understand that. Oh, this volume is still too loud. I apologize for anyone on Patreon watching the video version of the show. Where I'm like adjusting the sound settings.
Okay. I was gonna say my audio is not coming through, is it?
No.
No.
Okay, okay, I think I've got it at a decent thing. But this was this film marked an early role for one Courtney Cox.
I forgot she was in this movie.
Now, Marcy, the writer of this movie, David Ordell, do you want to know what other movies he wrote prior to this film?
Yes, tell me, Reed.
He wrote The Dark Crystal.
Oh.
And he also wrote Supergirl.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
I got a feeling I have not watched this movie like in 20 years. I may hate this movie by the time we're done here. So.
or you'll love it even more.
I wish the whole movie took place just with Skeletor. I wish it was a Skeletor movie.
You know what I just realized? This movie does actually have a lot in common with Supergirl, because it starts off with Supergirl in, you know, somewhere out in the universe, and then she comes to Earth.
In Argo City.
Yeah, in Argo City, then she comes to Earth, and He-Man, being in Eternia, is here for a bit, and then he goes to Earth as well. And they're both trying to find something.
That is a dumbass.
Evelyn. Oh, Evelyn.
And she's like breaking the fourth wall right now.
I love Evil Lynn in this. So good.
Oh, yeah. Meg Foster's fantastic.
She's so good. But I actually think like the makeup for Skeletor was actually really good. I think it was probably the best they could do with sort of practical. Like, I think
indeed.
It's good.
Oh, he's looking a little Power Rangers villain right now.
He is, actually.
You know what his makeup reminds me of? And again, I'm probably going to repeat stuff that from the old commentary, Marcy, but his makeup reminds me of Jack Palance.
Jesus, poor Jack Palance.
It's very Jack Palance.
And funnily enough, Courtney Cox is in this movie. Of course, she played Monica on Friends.
And she played her mom.
Yeah, Christina Pickles played Monica's mom on Friends.
Yeah. She played Judy Geller.
So obviously, the person that wrote this movie had never watched an episode of the cartoon.
Definitely not.
Probably. For those listening, if you are on Twitter, go look up, I think it's Grumpy Skeletor, which takes, you know, it's in character as Grumpy Skeletor, and it takes, like, the dumbest screenshots from the cartoon and just makes the most stupidest and offensive, like, memes and stuff. It's so funny. I sat there all day once just laughing at it.
There's another one that I post on Facebook sometimes. Again, it's just as kind of wrong. I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but at least they got a He-Man that's jacked. I mean, it could have been a lot worse. We could have done a lot worse in that era, like with Dolph Lundgren. Like, who would have been a terrible He-Man in this, like, 1980s era?
Oh, geez. I don't know. Well, I'd have to look up who they were considering, because I've got the trivia, but I haven't looked up. Jack Palance, yes. but I can imagine they probably would have gone after Stallone, obviously, to play the character.
Oh, they would have tried with, like, Schwarzenegger, Stallone. I don't know if they would have tried with Van Damme or anything. Yeah, I don't think he would have suited it. But, like, Dolph has the look of what He-Man looks like.
We could have got Malibu from American Gladiators. Could have been a lot worse.
Look at these Darth Vader Stormtrooper ripoff guys.
I know. And they can't even shoot properly either.
No. He looks like a wax figure from Madame Tussauds.
My favorite line in the whole movie, I've been looking for you. His accent, I mean,
look at that mustache and a man in arms.
Exactly. I mean, I love Dolph, like, all round, because I think Dolph is awesome. But his accent is very thick in this movie. And it doesn't surprise me at all that they considered dubbing him over. But they were like, we don't have enough money in the budget for dubbing, so we're just going to keep his regular voice in it.
Look, it's Harry Knowles.
It is Ari Knowles. We made that joke in the previous commentary, and it's still accurate even today.
There is no other commentary. This is the only one that matters.
Okay,
that is
good point. Good point. I'm just going to stop.
Stop bringing it up, Bede.
I will. But it is obviously Harry Knowles.
So, fuck this guy. I want Orko. Where the fuck is Orko in this movie?
Right?
This is horseshit. This is bullshit.
Exactly.
Orko asks for too much money.
Release the Orko cut.
Yes.
Go back. Digitally remove this guy. Yes. Add right off the bat.
Add?
Add.
Yes, add. Fuck. We're like 2 minutes into this movie. Fuck me.
7 minutes, 58 seconds. Add.
Oh, where are we up to?
So,
I don't know.
You know, Marcy,
and the train wreck begins, folks. We're starting early this week.
Yes. Yes, we are.
But, Marcy, I just realized another connection this movie has to Supergirl. The main characters are blonde people with red capes.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, my God. This ad isn't even halfway through yet.
But Dolph Lundgren's tits are bigger.
Well, that is...
Okay, true. I'm back.
I'm not. Okay, we're only halfway yet. Through.
Okay, I'm pausing. I'm at 8-3.
Fun fact.
We just got...
Bede and I have actually met Dolph Lundgren.
Nice.
We have a photo with him.
And he was awesome.
And he was lovely.
And Marcy was... And Marcy, you were like... when you make the Expendables 4, can you cast me in it? Just saying.
Yeah, he said yes, because at that point I was using my walking cane and I said that'd make a good weapon and he agreed with me.
Damn right. And also we got it at the Tubi. For
a Tubi ad on Tubi. It's Inception Tubi. They're showing some movies we might do for Tubi Fair.
To be fair, the sister show to 2B Tuesday coming soon from Pop4D. It is now a thing.
All right, we're back.
We're back.
8 minutes now. There we go. The little Harry Knowles is talking.
8:06. Yes. I'm hitting on pause. So.
8:09.
Yeah, I'll catch up.
He just put a key in the door. He's opened the door.
Yeah.
This is little, you know, like bachelor pad.
Yeah. Hey, don't say bachelor pad. That's copyright.
Okay, it's his sex dungeon.
There you go.
He's luring in He-Man.
And just locking him in.
Mm.
I just like he's still, even in on Eternia, a far-off planet in the galaxy, and they still have, like, the little keychain lock ones.
The safe word is, universe. The safe word is Fisto.
Oh. That's his...
And there's the dildo,
his...
right?
I'm going to say it's the dildo.
Is this going to be the preview right here? We're just going to get it right up front.
Yeah.
Now I want all of you to bend over while I use this on all of you.
Bede, what's the what's the Patreon tier for you to dress up like He-Man? Like this
that's about
costume. 50,
that's going to be 40 subscribers.
Okay.
And I will wear the He-Man costume.
Let's make it happen, folks.
Yeah.
You have the feel for Dolph Lundgren, because basically all his costume is basically the shoulder pads, the cape, and undies. And that's about
and undies?
He's the most comfortable guy in the room right now.
That is true.
He is. He
I suppose if it. You... I suppose if you have a physique like Dolph Lundgren, I would be showing off too, so... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, if you had, like, such... You know, if your body was something you worked on so much, and I mean... I don't work on mine at all, so I don't show it off. But if I looked like Dolph Lundgren, I would just be like parading around in my undies all the time. Be like, yeah, look at me flexing my muscles.
Make that Twitch hot tub bunny.
Oh, yeah. I have seen that, and I'm just like, I don't get it, but whatever. Maybe we'll start the 2B Tuesdays hot tub Twitch stream.
Yes.
We'll put the movie in the hot tub.
Where we watch Hot Tub Time Machine in a hot tub while streaming.
Exactly.
That's our 50 Patreon tier.
And also, this was the director, Gary Goddard's first and only movie.
Oh.
Look at
although
that
show. Although he's had a bit of controversy. Although he's had a bit of a controversy over an allegations led against him over the last few years.
Is this a Jeepers Creepers situation?
Well, he's been associated with Bryan Singer, so I'm just going to leave it at that.
You've cancelled allegedly the podcast. In no way are we do we condone this man's behaviour or anything he's done.
No.
We are watching this movie for the movie, not for some piece of shit who directed it.
Exactly.
I don't even condone some of the movies we watch on this show.
Yeah, right?
And that's the thing, though. Cardi. At the end of the day, movies are made by more than just one person. So we are giving a lot of love and respect to the other people outside of the director who made this glorious, trashy movie.
Exactly.
So, we're giving them the credit, just not that guy. So, yeah.
This magnificent dumpster fire.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm a bit sad we didn't get, like, the recreation of Dolph Lundgren doing that, the famous He-Man gif from the cartoons.
Yeah. You figure some things were just, like, a no-brainer for this movie.
Right?
That was the deleted scene.
That Release the Arco cut.
It's in Masters of the Bangerverse.
The Bangerverse.
I don't know. I can't. I'm not clever. Okay, shut up.
That is coming in the other spinoff of this show, the Tribute Tuesday After Dark, right? Where we do the porn pair.
We'll watch all the Skinamax movies, like Virtual Girl. Ugh.
Exactly, and anything that's directed by Tinto Brass.
It's a running gag until we figure we can make some money on it. Then it actually happens.
Exactly.
Bede?
Hey, what?
How much are you to dress up like her?
That's 50 subscribers. but am I the only one who thinks that Sorceress in this movie looks exactly like Helen Mirren? Like Helen Mirren now.
See, what a lot of people don't realize about the Sorceress in this movie? Hard 27.
Yeah.
That's why it's called Eternia, because you just age so fucking slow on this planet.
So what's Skeletor's excuse?
What? I just noticed right now.
He's 18.
Ask me why.
He's 18. He's 18. That's a hard 18.
That's a hard 18.
Skeletor is wearing a codpiece.
Bede, why are you looking at his crotch?
It was
Why aren't you looking at his crotch, Marcy?
I was looking at his face, okay? I'm not the pervert you all think I am.
I think we sort of realized through this podcast, Marcy, that I'm the pervert of this show.
Well,
I'm just keeping my mouth shut because apparently my mom watches the show.
And if my mom listened to this show, she would think it was tame compared to how I am normally. And that says something.
Yes.
No, like I joked about Oracle, but I would love for them to George Lucas this movie. Like, what if they actually CGI'd a little bit more skeleton to it? It's like,
We could go with a full like restoration with added stuff. Just call George Lucas; he knows how to do that.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, it's not always a bad thing to update something.
Well, pretty much this movie basically does rip off like Star Wars. So it might as well.
You could add like a bunch of like crowd scenes with like the rest of like Skeletor's minions that we don't see in this movie, like
yes.
Beastman and that Bee guy and Mossman.
Exactly.
Whoa! He's just like flying in there. And we can get rid of Harry Knowles.
Exactly. And just replace him with Orko. Hold on. I'm trying to save my computer.
Oh my god, did you forget to plug it in?
Son of a bee.
It was slightly unplugged.
Oh,
but luckily, I came in and saved it. That would have been an awkward commentary.
That's why we call you. And now terrible.
Now, the plot of this movie is that they go to Earth, or as I like to call it, we have a very low budget and we need to find the cheapest location possible. Let's go to Earth.
Let's just go to the streets. Yeah, I was going to say, let's just film the streets, right? And what other movie was kind of similar in that way where they just go to Earth for the whole thing?
Thor.
Well, yeah, actually. Thor did.
Dollman?
Yes.
I think I've always said that Thor was kind of like, I would always consider that movie as the unofficial remake of this movie. And that would be a fun thing for our good friends of the podcast, Lindsay, with her show, Marcy, Schlock and All. We could talk about Thor and Masters of the Universe.
That would actually work really well. Yeah, I didn't think of that because Thor does the same thing.
Mm. How fucking good is Frank Langella?
He is
this movie?
The reason to watch so this good. Movie.
Like, he didn't need to commit 110% to this role, but he does, and we love him for it.
Yeah.
He approaches this role like he's playing Shakespeare. It's amazing.
I would liken it to, like, Raul Julia in Street Fighter.
Yes.
Where he's doing this, like, Shakespearean-type theatrical performance where the rest of the film is just so shit, but... because he's so committed to it, it's so brilliant.
For me, it was Tuesday. Let him drown.
The subtitles, Grill Dog. I think it said splashing and grunting or something.
For a minute there, Marcy, I thought you said Grill Dog.
Grilled dog. Well, he looks like one.
Hello, Chelsea Fields. I mean, what? I don't know how they got away with Teela's outfit, because she's literally wearing a G-string on that outfit.
Are we
complaining? Even though she's wearing pants. No. Definitely not. And you know who she's married to in real life? Scott Bakula.
Oh. I probably knew that.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
We're in a bad movie.
Look how plastic Dolph Lundgren looks. Why does he look so plastic?
I have a feeling, Marcy, if they ever do a 4K restoration of this movie, he's going to look even more plasticky than before. Will.
There's like a special film they sprayed on him so he actually looks like the action figure.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
He does. It's nuts. I like how, like, his costume, I mean, there's not much of it there, but actually looks quite good. But then you realize he's legit just wearing a cape with underpants.
He's basically Superman without the rest of the suit and just yes. the red undies.
The other thing with this movie, we never see the dynamic of, like, nerdy Dolph Lundgren. I would have liked to see, like, just bitch boy Dolph Lundgren as Adam, then turn into He-Man.
Yes.
Yes.
See, we didn't get any of that, which is a shame, because that would have been great.
He-Man doesn't carry a gun.
He's got his sword in his pants.
It's a cow.
Moo. Look, the subtitle, moos.
Excuse me, I'm about to make out with this cow.
I think
I hear that voice. I hear that voice. All I can think of is Rathamon, Rathamon from the Conan cartoon.
Yes,
I'm imagining Grildor's like trying to get the cow to work at his like little attorney brothel. Damn it! I didn't get a spit take from Bede.
Maybe next time.
Damn it.
There's still time, Marcy. I have like two other drinks here.
I mean, you got to be a sniper to break Bead, Marcy.
Yeah.
You can't see it coming. You just got to hit the zinger when you least expect it.
It has to be a happy accident.
And the cat, I like how the cow here just has a look on its face like, get away from me, you.
Why is there a cow in the middle of wherever we are?
Hello, young Courtney Cox.
I remember having a crush on Misfits of Science era Courtney Cox when I was younger.
Yes. Well, this was just right after when she got big in the Dancing in the Dark.
In the Dark video, yeah. Mm.
She looks so young and baby-faced and innocent.
Unlike her plastic face now from plastic surgery.
Oh, jeez.
She's a hard 92.
Yes. And this is a knockoff Linda Hamilton.
It really is. I was thinking the same thing.
Asylum Linda Hamilton.
Yes. Yes.
She's a Hinda Lamilton.
Another movie, the fried chicken. It's the theme for all these movies.
Oh my god! Every time.
Take a drink every time fried chicken makes an appearance in one of these movies.
We need some type of fried chicken sponsorship that delivers to Canada and Australia.
Yes.
Yes.
Hit us up.
DoorDash, do your thing.
Yes.
I want to work in a place like this. Like, this is, I mean, it's like its own restaurant.
Go ahead, Dean.
I want to. I want to eat all that food because it all looks delicious.
I really just want some fried chicken.
And Robert Duncan McNeil from, was it Star Trek Voyager?
Yeah. Tom Paris. That's what Voyager. He's from. Yeah.
At least this guy also had a career after this movie.
What movie? what year did this movie come out?
1987.
Seven? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was 12. So right now the 12-year-old me is going, fucking boring.
Get to He-Man in his undies.
Where's Merman?
I can imagine like Golan and Globus were like making this movie. It's like, you know what the kids, like the fans of Master Universe need? All this pointless scenes with a teen couple in love. That's what He-Man's about, right?
None of the figures are vehicles that they have.
No.
Yes.
The kids are going to love this instead.
Could you imagine what would have happened if Canon did make, like, the Spider-Man movie they were going to do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
That's the thing, though. I think if, and I said it again, if this movie and Superman 4 were actually good and actually were hits, we probably would have seen that Canon Spider-Man film. Because, like, both these films, like, came out the same year and both bombed so bad because they were meant to be, like, the big blockbuster films that Canon wanted to do. But since they bombed so bad, they basically pretty much started the downfall of Canon, and they pretty much shut up shop a few years later.
Okay. He was totally just jerking off in the bushes watching those two make out.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
The chicken!
I am disturbed.
He jerked off and was like, now I need some food. I need some chicken.
He added some special sauce to that fried chicken.
That deathbed told me this stuff was good on Earth, so.
Exactly.
The fucking deathbed.
I like how they're hiding in the bushes, but they're not being inconspicuous about it. You can obviously see them there in the bushes.
I'm eating special sauce from my brothel.
It's much better than eating humans from our planet.
And then we found out that Eternians are vegans. And Matt Rob's like, I don't... Yeah.
Oh, shit. Teal is woke. She's a vegan.
And Matt of Arms is like, I don't give a shit. I'll eat this.
I'm in the military. We used to eat burr people on in the Great War.
I wonder, I'd like to see a different cut of this movie that somebody out there, there probably is someone who out there who has probably done this because fan edits do exist, that cuts out all the scenes with Courtney Cox and Robert Duncan McNeil.
The movie's 20 minutes long.
Yeah,
the movie's 20 minutes long. But it keeps the fried chicken, strangely.
I want the fried chicken. My parents.
It turns out the whole movie is just an ad for KFC. In that cut.
Yes.
Yes.
They go to Earth, they get the chicken, then they go back to Eternia and beat Skeletor.
With the chicken.
Yes. Yes. And also they bring along Melody. It's okay. Your parents did it. It's not your fault your parents died. They did. I sabotaged their plane.
Jesus.
I got dark. That's a subplot this movie doesn't go into.
That'll be in my cut of the movie. I'm going to make Courtney Cox the real villain of this movie.
Hashtag release the Arco cut.
Yes.
Add it to the article this week.
And I like how, like, even though when the portal opened, He-Man and everyone came out the same area, but this key flung out way, way further than anywhere else they were.
Little does she know, it's Gwildor's dildo.
Yes.
Yes. And they think it's a synthesizer. It's one of those Japanese synthesizers I've been hearing about.
Synthesizer / dildo.
Yes.
Japan's weird.
No, I almost got you.
Almost.
Almost. I was able to stop myself. Oh, he's got a dildo too.
I was going to say, how come he's got one? Do they need the two together to make it a double-ended dildo?
Yes.
Then they have the power.
I have power.
Once they get the two double-ended dildos together, they're going to give it to Jennifer Connelly, and she's going to use it in Requiem for a Dream.
Jesus. No.
I'm going really dark on this commentary. I apologize.
Coming next week, Requiem for a Dream.
And then it's going to be making like light jokes and everything. Yeah, I knew there's going to be a hair product around here somewhere.
And
it's Tubi again.
It's a Tubi ad for Tubi.
They know the show exists. They're just fucking with us now.
They really are. They know what we're doing.
They That, to be, just stop what you're doing and just sponsor us already.
Yes.
You know what this ad could be? This ad could just be the ad for To Be Fair.
Like, it should be the ad. To Be Fair.
The official ad for it. To Be Fair.
Launching To Be Fair. Okay, and we are back at 27:29.
I'm still on ads.
Well, okay, fucking we'll hell, it. I'll pause it at 27:35. When you get there, let me know.
Okay.
Yes.
It's on Courtney Cox, just all like, pouty.
Okay, I'm back. 27:35.
Done.
Yep.
Yeah.
In sync. Woohoo!
For now.
For now.
Not gonna last long.
Well, apparently every 10 minutes we're getting a fucking ad for Tubi.
Tubi, we love you, but can you please just make your ads every 20 minutes, not every 10 minutes?
Tubi, so we love you. Tubi, we love you, but can we not do ads, please?
If we have to pay $2 extra a month just for no ads, we will do it.
I would legit just pay for no ads. I mean... Yes.
If me and Marcy have to pay $2 for ads, like, so be it.
Only $2. No more, no less.
Exactly.
Because that's $20 Canadian. So.
Yes. That Japanese synthesizer is now doing a light show.
The menu for the sex options is weird.
And we never see that guy ever again.
No.
How can he just have a toy? They had to have made like figures for this era. I think they did make toys for the movie.
I have memories of it, but I don't know. I could be having false memory.
I know they've made ones now, because now they've gone deep into the well and are doing like alternate takes on characters and things like that for the direct market collectors. But like, who the fuck is this guy?
That's the Predator. That is not somebody else. That is the Predator.
That's my ex-boyfriend. Lisa, what are you talking about?
At least we get Beastman.
Yes.
But they call him Karg.
And some creature that looks like a mutant poodle.
A mutant poodle. Isn't it like in Ninja Turtles, The Secret of the Ooze, where they didn't actually have Bebop and Rocksteady and they made these two new characters that were Bebop and Rocksteady replacements?
We got Tokar and Razor.
That's it.
Yeah.
And then they became the authors of Pain for a few years.
Yes.
I don't know why, but yeah.
I like how Blade is wearing like a lot of mesh.
I want Evil Lyn's outfit. It's very like Madonna with the pointy cone boobs.
Yes.
It's like she could take out someone's eyes with that. I mean, I wouldn't complain if it's mine, because, you know, that's one way to go.
Poor Courtney Cox. She's going to miss her prom.
Oh.
Which is happening the same night, apparently? Like, what time is it?
She's not even ready for the prom. Unless she's wearing double denim to the prom. I
don't know. No, she's leaving that night. So
she's wearing that sweet Canadian tuxedo.
Yes. Don't worry, Bruce Springsteen. I'm coming for you.
I mean, in this movie, she is legit, like, a hard 30.
Yeah, she does not look like a teenager at all.
She doesn't act like one either. Imagine you're at your school and all of a sudden in the gym, these guys show up.
Like, and they're just like coming out of that portal like going, whoa, what's going on?
Why do they have a statue of David picture in this thing?
I guess it's meant to be a round the world fantasy. That's what it said on the sign back there. It's the theme for the prom.
His face.
This is basically my worst nightmare working as a cleaner, coming out of the clean, like out of the office, and then all of a sudden, like creatures from another planet are there beating the shit out of me.
I really hope that happens next time you go to work.
No!
Well, let's see. Would you rather have to battle like guys like this or the really weird people who like taking a shit in the shittiest of locations that you have to clean?
Actually, you know what? I'll take it for it. I'll take the former.
Exactly.
See, this movie was... This movie was a precursor to Power Rangers.
Right?
That's all I can think of now. Like, you put these characters in the real world, it just looks like Goofy. Like Power Rangers.
Yeah, yeah. It does.
Yeah. I like how all those streamers were holding Beastman back from getting backstage.
Beastman's biggest weakness, streamers.
Yes. We gotta chase this teenage girl for some apparent reason.
I don't know who
you
she
give
is.
Him a list. You give him a laser pointer, you'll keep him distracted for hours.
They're like the Terminator. They've gone back in time to stop Courtney Cox from being in Friends.
Cougar Town.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like Courtney Cox in Friends.
I know, I'm just joking. Actually, you know what? She'll go back in time and stop her from being married to David Arquette.
Jesus, poor David Arquette.
See, they were missing a chance there for a good joke. They could have had the principal walk in and say, I didn't know the prom theme this year was Carrie.
Wow.
Jesus.
See, that could have given me a spit take if I was...
I almost had a spit right take.
Oh, look.
I hate this fence!
Apparently, the actor who plays Blade here hated wearing the costume because it was so... Because they actually used real metal for the costume, and it was so heavy. And you can barely move around.
You know, this film would actually be a lot less goofy and silly if it was just set on Eternia, because they've done a fairly decent job with, like, the characters and the costumes, like, with just the aesthetic of it, how they look. But you put them on Earth, and yeah, I get it's like that fish out of water type story, but it just doesn't fucking work. It looks way too stupid. Whereas when you're on Eternia, and you're in like Skeletor's castle and shit, it looks pretty decent.
Yeah, but yeah, okay, I could buy that.
But this is canon. They wanted to do it on the cheap. Like, they legit ran out of money at some point during the making of this movie.
I wouldn't be surprised. It was canon.
You know this good, eh?
He-Man's all like a doop doop doop
doop. Okay,
so go ahead.
So, as the rumors are saying, I guess Chris Hemsworth and Henry Cavill are both jockeying for position to who's going to be He-Man in the reboot. Who would you guys rather see? Do you want Cavill or do you want Hemsworth?
You know what? I'd go with Cavill mainly because, like, well, you know, Hemsworth's four in a way is basically in some kind of aspects kind of like He-Man, at least in terms of look. So maybe Cavill might be different because, you know, it'd be, you know, he could put on the blonde wig and also it'd be different from his character from The Witcher, who's kind of more of a sort of, you know, doesn't speak as much and has white hair. So maybe Cavill can do it.
I don't know.
The thing I like about Cavill is he's a big fucking nerd. And, you know, he just wants to be He-Man. Whereas Hemsworth, I think it'd just be another paycheck. He does have the size, though, right now.
And I don't think he would... Yeah, and I also think, like, with Hemsworth, I think one of the things he loves about playing Thor is, you know, he gets to do a lot of humor and improvisation with that role, but he wouldn't be able to do that with something like He-Man.
Oh, you could totally do that. It's got to be kind of self-aware.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I think Hemsworth has more of the look, but I think it is too close to something like Thor. Whereas Cavill, I don't know. The look would have to be convincing, but I think he'd have a lot of fun with it.
Especially as Adam, because I think like his Adam would be like the nerdiest piece. Like,
He would separate
the two, which is kind of what you need to do.
Yeah.
I like how they basically get shot at by Tila, They got shot at by Taylor and Man of Arms, and there's like, run away, run away.
So she's not at all shocked that this man, like five times her size, with barely any clothes, is here.
Her hair was not wet before. You know how her hair got wet? It's because she rubbed up against Dolph Lundgren and probably got all of his baby oil all over her hair.
Plastic. That action figure plastic.
Yes. Dolph Lundgren looks like an 80s wrestler. With the hair, the costume, the, you know, gallons of baby oil. He could have been in, like, the WWF in the 80s.
I think it's a space dildo.
You put this up your ass, okay? Yeah? Okay.
And it plays music while it's up there.
And the little spiky things gave you one of these. Did it get you? I almost got...
Yeah. Almost got me.
Well, I didn't have my drink.
Almost got Marcy.
For the record, yeah, I would not use that as a butt plug dildo.
I would hope not.
No, I'm not that sadistic. Well, on myself, I suppose. Maybe on someone else who pissed me off.
Yeah, I'd say use it on some kind of problematic person. We could just use it on like Harvey Weinstein.
I was going to say, we'll just use it on the director of this movie because he can go fuck himself.
That is true.
Maybe he did.
Hey.
What is the guy in the shop wearing? Look at his clothes. What shirt is that?
I'm looking more at the sweet jacket.
Yeah, well, the jacket's cool.
I have no idea what he's wearing. It's a mix match of 80s. Oh my God, is that his mobile phone?
No, it's a police scanner. Why does he have one?
He runs a pawn shop. Of course he'd have one.
It's the weirdest pawn shop I've ever seen.
No, pawn shop, not porn shop.
Yes. I mean, we could put Dolph Lundgren in the porn shop.
And look, her hair's back to normal now. It's not wet anymore.
Let's go.
Oh, fuck.
Pause.
We are at 39:40.
Okay, I'm at 39:35.
Wow.
Tubi hates me because he knew it was my pick this week.
Yeah.
So you're going to be watching a Canon film, eh? Here's some more ads for you. Oh, yeah.
Do some lawn work.
Marcy also realized the guy who wrote this episode, who also wrote Supergirl, this was the last movie he wrote.
Oh.
One and done.
Although he wrote a couple of, like, two Muppet video shorts after this. Oh. So.
Interesting.
Halfway through the ads.
Oh, halfway through the ads. Now you're getting the long ads.
That long Poshmark ad.
We were getting those any last direct time.
You know, any other show would edit these commercials out until they get the podcast, but...
Nope.
No. Too much work. See, that's the thing about Tubi. If you're going to watch anything from Tubi, you have to deal with the ads. So it's basically to show people, our audience, that we are legit watching these movies from Tubi now.
Exactly.
Yes.
We get ads at different times, different length of ads. Tubi ads for Tubi. While watching a movie on Tubi.
Exactly.
All right. Let me know. Yeah,
I'm back.
39:40 would probably be now.
Now.
Yep.
Yep.
Hold on. I'll pause it for one sec. And there we go. 39:40. 6:07. There we go.
And now here comes one of the best characters in the movie. He's not Strickland from Back to the Future, but he basically is playing Strickland in this movie. James Tolkien.
Oh, who's Julie?
Now you care about Julie, whoever she is.
Hmm.
I swear, like, James Tolkien passed away a few years ago, but the last movie I saw him in before he passed was Bone Tomahawk, which he had a small role in. And he looked exactly the same in that movie as he does here right now.
He pretty much just looked the same for, like, 30 years.
He is who I strive to be for a man who's balding, like myself.
You don't want to go in there. There's a lot of bad stuff in there, like flames and the janitor. I think his name was Bede.
Poor Bede.
Not my really. Poor hair. No.
Well, get a
I'd like you to just arrest him. It's like, I'm going to arrest you, kid. What did I
no
do?
Reason.
Nothing. I just arrest you anyway, because I'm an asshole.
America.
Fuck yeah.
Almost. I thought of a joke. I was being nice. I could have got you. All Dolph Lundgren right now. All Dolph wants right now is just a pair of pants.
Oh, I was gonna say, just looking at him in that outfit. Surely
he's got a blanket on her because she's cold, and he's standing there with his dick hanging out.
Yeah, I'm like, surely he'd be cold. Like, everyone else wears clothes or are covered up.
I think all Dolph Lundgren wants in this whole movie, what he's really looking for in this whole movie, is hair product and baby oil. Pink Cadillac. It's Clint Eastwood. Oh, wait, not him.
He totally fucked that car.
Oh, he did.
Before he realized what it was.
Oh, yeah.
Gwildor fucks anything that moves in this movie.
He's got a wedgie. Yeah, it's like... Not Gwildor, He-Man.
And it's like, during this whole time while they're going to look for that key, he's like spending his whole time working on this car and modifying it. It's like, dude, you weren't even looking for the key, you son of a bitch.
He could have made a new key in the time it took him to ship up that car.
His priorities are all out of whack. He don't give a shit.
This scene Skeletor and Evil Lyn is creeping me out because he's like legit. It's like, all right, I need you to go lower right now.
That's a different movie, Bede. Mm.
That's a XXX version.
Yeah.
But what is it with Meg Foster's eyes? That you can't help but be drawn to her eyes. They just something about them is just kind of creepy but unique. They're like bluer than blue. Like they're like almost light blue.
Mm.
So, what's with the electronics on his gauntlets?
I was looking at the same thing. I'm like, it's so distracting.
Never noticed that before.
Actually, I think they might have made action figures because now that I sort of recall, because I do remember some of these guys in a video, might have been our friend Minty's Marcy. Some of these guys had action figures now that I remember. So they
you need to take that down. You need to get that as your wig bead for your hairpiece.
I will. I'm going to order that wig after the show. Can you cut that hair out and put it on top of my head in a photo, Marcy?
Sure.
That would be amazing.
I'll do my best. What is with his outfit?
I don't know.
He's Blade.
His outfit looks like he was rejected from Mad Max.
It does.
And she's expendable.
I was like watching, because one of the movies I'm watching for Junesploitation, Marcy, Never Too Young to Die. You would think a movie that's a modern day action film, the bad guy's henchmen in that movie are basically rejects out of a Mad Max film. They wear the exact same clothes from that movie. For no apparent reason. I guess that was the style at the time.
It must have been the style at the time.
Yes.
I do respect that Evil-Lyn, her costume, she actually looks like Evil-Lyn.
Mm. See, I actually want to dress up like Evil-Lyn now. And I will for no reason.
Well, like you were saying, Marcy, like one of the good things about this film is like they at least made an attempt to make the costumes accurate to the cartoon counterparts?
In parts.
Mm. Mm. Well, I mean, they just, like, the actual costumes, like, whether or not they're accurate, it's actually, you know, well put together for something that was, like, quite a cheap movie. That's why it makes more sense, like, when they're actually, like, there with Skeletor and stuff. Those scenes are much more interesting. This shit here, like, who the fuck wants to watch this?
The kids, Marcy, the kids.
The kids don't know what they're doing.
This scene right here looks like a dollar store phantasm.
It does.
You get the younger guy, you get the bald guy.
Although, don't go watching the Australian film called Phantasm. Unfortunately, we will have to watch that for the Ozfloyd cast, but it's got 12 inches of John Holmes.
Exactly.
That's a different video.
And that's Phantasm with an F, not a P.
Yeah.
Like,
The Aussie version have balls that fly at your face, but they're actually, you know, testicles.
Yikes.
The John Holmes' testicles.
Yeah. All right. I'll be right back. I'm just going to go watch that movie now.
On that note,
I'm just...
That'll be a future.
Coming soon to those the Aussie podcast.
I like how there's dead flowers on that table there.
You notice the dumbest shit.
Well, I'm like, also seriously. Like, they are. Look at them, they're dead.
Who cares about any of these characters? Get back to He-Man.
Exactly.
I want to see how much of a wedgie He-Man has now. Oh, they're finally working out it's a dildo. Amazing.
Yeah, finally.
I like how
it took them long
enough. Yeah, right.
This pizza sign backwards just says ass.
Ass.
Ass it.
Well, hello,
where are the people in this town?
They're at
seriously,
the prom.
There's no one. There's no one on the streets. There's no one anywhere. And where is the pink lighting coming from?
The pizza ass they, sign.
Oh, that is true, yes.
They should have just done a scene like when they come to Earth, they inadvertently come into the Blue Oyster Bar and it's a drag race night.
Yes.
Evil Lynn should have just like been hired as like the main stripper at the biggest strip club. For no reason other than they just think she's like some wild stripper. And
then she
rips
her heads off.
She's all in to do it.
I can imagine she hates her parents so much for calling her Evil Lynn. You could have called me just Lynn, Mum and Dad, not Evil Lynn.
See, I wish my parents had called me Evil Marcy.
I'd be Evil Bede.
I'm already evil, so I'm just Badge.
I was going to say, Bede, they should have called you Death Bede, the Bede that eats. There's fried chicken!
More fried chicken!
The Doobie Tuesdays podcast, proudly sponsored by fried chicken. I wish.
I've never actually, like, you know, put the actual box, like the bucket, the fried chicken bucket or KFC, whatever, in the actual whiteboard.
No.
Oh, and they blew up the chicken, those bastards.
They ruined the fucking chicken. This movie has lost me.
Exactly. You do not do that to fried chicken, damn it.
That was that Stormtrooper's big scene.
Yes. Do you know what?
Nobody wants his figure, Stormtrooper who destroyed the fried chicken.
No.
He's the most evil character in this whole movie.
Did they just borrow the costumes from Spaceballs for those guys?
I think they did.
I would be surprised.
They slightly changed the helmets.
Yeah, it's just clicked to me. I'm like, they look like they're out of Spaceballs.
It wouldn't surprise me. Canon have been known to like reuse costumes and sets for a lot of their movies.
They probably just stole them because they had no budget.
Well, it's like what most people probably don't know is like they originally had plans to make a sequel to this movie.
Yes.
And they actually already built this. built the sets and everything, and then since the movie bombed, they decided to retool it, and that movie became Cyborg.
Yep.
So Cyborg was originally was going to be a Masters of the Universe 2.
And that movie was Mannequin 2.
Yes.
Does Burger King make fried chicken?
No.
Wait a second. You're right. Burger those were King Burger shit. King. But they got the food from her, like, restaurant.
I'm
sorry. He orders DoorDash a lot. This is a Tubi movie.
Wow, that table broke a bit easy.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if the Beast Man costume they probably reused for some, like, Bigfoot movie or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I want Evil Lynn's costume, and I want it now.
I could see you in that headpiece, Marty.
Yeah,
you should totally wear that headpiece.
Next con, you and Beat have got a cosplay as Evil Lynn and Blade.
Yes.
We'll have one of those, like, screens on wheels, like, so you could be there in Spirit Bash and you can
I'm slowly turning into Beast Door. So
you could be in that costume, we'll just walk around like,
yeah,
I'm Evil Marcy.
That key's around here, one of these boxes.
No, it's not a key, it's a dildo.
That is true.
It's a dildo key. What's a plane crash? Okay. What does it say? I can't read English.
I know. How can they read English? Like, they got their own language and writing on Eternia. How can they know English? I suppose
they have technology and they can just read it, okay? Don't question it. A wizard did it.
The sorceress did it, Marcy.
Yeah.
Why is he wearing an anti-mutant collar?
It does.
That looks like the collar. I think it was Jigsaw at the end in one of the traps.
Hey, Marcy, you want to hear a really bad joke?
No.
You know what that collar is? It's the collar out of space.
No. That was terrible.
That's my one bad joke for episode, everybody.
Batch saved that bad joke. Wow.
We finally get a vehicle in this friggin' movie.
Yes. And yet no one in town sees his vehicle. And there's no one on the road!
Like, they should
have. Where is everyone?
Like, seriously, were they expecting kids to buy, like, the souped up pink Cadillac toys?
Yes.
Yes.
I would have bought that. I would have kicked out Grildor and put in Orko, but still.
Seriously, you think everyone in this neighborhood would have heard that ship fly away and go out? It's like, was there a fucking spaceship in our neighborhood?
Yeah, but no one's in the neighborhood. They all freaking disappeared.
Nobody exists in this town.
They all burst in like, is the food here yet?
I think I do maybe I'm probably misremembering this. Wasn't it something like in the Electric Boogaloo documentary?
Boogaloo?
Boogaloo?
Electric Boogaloo.
The electric Why are you boogaloo? Saying it? Boogaloo.
Boogaloo, whatever. Boogaloo.
That's Boogaloo.
Boogaloo.
That movie breaking two with the electric boogaloo.
I think they brought that up and said, like, oh, the reason why there's nobody out on the streets in any of these scenes is because we didn't have enough money to pay extras.
I wouldn't be surprised. I've only seen that doco, I think, once, so I'd probably have to rewatch it.
Yeah, like, I know I think I've heard it somewhere, but then again, I could be completely wrong and misremembering
everything. You're probably so wrong, but it sounds believable.
Mm. It's canon. They probably would have done that.
So, unlike... Marcy,
he just said to your line, well, someone tell me what is going on?
What is going on? I'm so confused!
You're scared, Marcy.
I'm scared.
It's because you're glowing. Like, you understand what's going on. You have no fear of this episode.
It's because I've seen this movie before.
Wildor coming in with this outfit and everyone laughing. It feels like something out of the end of a TV sitcom. Oh, Gwildor!
They could have done all these jokes with Orko. I mean, seriously, what the fuck?
Maybe they just didn't know how to make Orko fly on a low budget. They could have just made him walk.
You shoot him from here, then you shoot him from here. It's not that hard.
Yeah, exactly. It would have worked. Unlike you, Bede, I did not grow up watching Masters of the Universe. I think I may have seen this when I was like in high school.
And it was the greatest day of your life.
And I was like, what the fuck is this? It might have been on TV. I can't remember. And I was like, whoa, Courtney Cox is in this? And I'm like, whoa, Tom Paris from, like, Voyager is in this? What is this?
They seriously felt the need to come back to the pawn shop?
Yep.
Yeah, they need the dildo. Oh, wait, he's got the dildo. I don't know then.
But I guess for me, like, being... He-Man. Yeah, because, like, as a kid,
cartoon,
I watched...
I watched
the cartoon all the time, and I guess when this movie came out, because I was a kid when this I saw this movie, but I guess I wasn't too bothered by the fact that it was on Earth, and that there's these two teen characters you don't really give a shit about. I was probably more like, holy shit, it's a live-action He-Man movie. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it just me, or is this the same store from the Blues Brothers, the music store?
I don't know.
The layout is the exact same.
Wow.
It might be.
And then He-Man began his
career as a porn star.
So that means the Blues Brothers and the Masters of the Universe is the same cinematic universe.
Yes.
I could believe
this is Ray's music. This is what happened to Ray's music.
Exactly.
That's a big whatever it is.
It's a cannon. Marcy.
Oh!
Cough, babe.
I guess the people who run that cannon are a cannon group.
Don't make me hit the sounder again, Bede. I will.
I'm just doing all the dad jokes tonight. I apologize.
Bede, these are worse than dad jokes.
These are Bede jokes.
Yeah, the lowest form of joke.
See, I relate to Man of Arms right now, because He-Man just asked him, how you feel? It's like, oh, I'm just a little hungry. I feel like that.
Yeah.
We keep being teased with fried chicken week after week. I want my fucking fried chicken now.
One of these episodes, I'm going to be eating a whole bucket of fried chicken while I watch a movie.
I'm going to fucking have it ready. I'm going to have to research for my pick to make sure there's fried chicken in it, or not, and just be surprised.
That's what we should do. Find a movie that has fried chicken in it, and then all of us has to get fried chicken and we eat it as we're watching it.
The Kentucky Fried Movie.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yes. Okay.
Is that on Tubi? We'll find
it
out.
It was.
Oh, damn. Well, knowing Tubi, they might bring it back at some point. Like, they'll take something off for a little while and then bring it back.
Let me look it up.
Well, I need them to put back, although it might actually be on there, but I don't know where, but I think they took off Ricky O in some parts, and that needs to come back.
Yeah. Yeah, because
like,
I think...
How do you take that movie off? Like, fuck off. It's Ricky fucking O, man.
I like how the big action set piece of this movie is in a music store.
Yep, it's on Tubi.
Yeah, boy. Wicked.
Then we can break out the booby fair joke.
Yes.
There's no booby fairs in this movie.
There are no booby fairs at all.
Excuse me, Dolph Lundgren's boobs.
Yeah. But we never see nipple. We never see nipple.
That is true.
I mean, we do get Teela's ass.
G-string. Yeah.
We do see nipple. Okay.
I see nipple. I see Dolph Lundgren's nipple.
We never see gratuitous nipple.
That is true.
I mean, Evil Lyn is like a sexual awakening in this movie, so. there is that.
Exactly.
By the way, Marcy, gratuitous nipple needs to be a t-shirt.
I just like how these guitars, just these like wooden guitars, just explode.
Yeah, that's what happens. So you know,
that does explain why we're back at the pawn shop. They need something to destroy in the third act.
Yes,
yes. They spent most of the budget on this scene and buying all these instruments.
I am glad to say we are over halfway through this movie.
Yes. Take a drink every time, everyone. Take a drink every time everyone back says we're about halfway through this movie.
Usually it's me going, usually, how long has this movie got left?
Yeah, usually it's just to console Marcy.
I legit thought we maybe had 20 minutes left. We have 45 minutes left. I do not remember this movie that well, apparently.
You didn't really.
You should have just killed them all with a sword. That's what Cartoon He-Man would have done. Then he would have given us a message. Something to learn on.
For a man who's known for his sword.
That needs to be in the reboot movie. That needs to be the post-credit stinger. They need to have one of those growing moments.
Yes.
His sword just gets bigger.
I just like how there's so much breaking the fourth wall in this movie. Like, Teela just looks at the camera just then and is like, woman in arms. this movie was woke at the time.
Was it, though? I mean...
I like even with...
Sorry,
go ahead.
Oh, well, I was going to say, for a character who's known for having, you know, the sword, and the sword's a big fucking part of it, does he ever use it? It's always, like, put away.
Has he ever used it yet? Nope.
It's absolutely ridiculously stupid. Anyway, Bede, continue.
I was going to say, James Tolkien, like, all this is happening, there are invaders attacking Earth, and all he does is, like, I'm going to arrest all of you anyway.
Hmm.
Courtney Cox, you dumbass. That is not your mum.
She's trying to get out of this movie.
See, the exit sign is right there. She's trying to get out.
She's trying to make the exit. They should have cast, like, to tie it back to Supergirl. They should have cast, Faye Dunaway is the mum.
Oh, jeez.
Or Faye Dunaway is Evil Lynn.
Faye Dunaway could have played Skeletor.
Actually, that's not actually Courtney Cox's mum. That's actually her younger sister. Because all the mums are basically the same age as their kids in all these movies.
Bad.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Pause.
Pause.
I'm getting killed by ads too.
Yeah, you are. We're surprising. We've had the two, I think.
I'm at 103.35.
We're at 39. We're just, 103.39.
So we're, 39. Just 4 seconds in, front of you.
Let us know when you're
4 seconds in the picture.
We're four deep. Run out,
Okay, I am back and 39 right now.
All right. We are go, and they're having a fight for whatever reason. I'm pretty sure we've just stumbled into a gay porno. And I literally thought the subtitle said lubrication, but it didn't.
But don't worry, Dolph Lundgren is going to bring out that baby oil in a second. It's going to be the midnight hour. I'm a dumbass and I believe my mum's back alive. Is back to life. And she wants that key for no reason.
You need the same hair as Courtney Cox in this movie.
I do want the same hair as Courtney. I wanted the same hair as everyone in this movie, including Gwildor.
Ew.
Just without the beard, so I don't
I could like probably get my hair that high if it was Gwildor.
Oh my god, her reaction!
No. No, no, you need to turn it up a little bit more. Turn it up to 11.
Has anyone actually ever screamed and literally, like, had their hands up to their face going, like, no! I don't think I've ever seen anyone do
Yeah,
that
I did the first time I met you. No, I'm kidding.
That was me last week when I stopped recording Deathbed.
Wow, the savagery.
That bitch took it that way.
Oh my god. Pew, 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 pew,
pew. I really hope this movie was shot in summer, because I do feel for, if this was shot during winter, I would feel very much for Dolph Lundgren, because having to wear barely nothing would be freaking cold in
Well, to be fair.
To be fair!
he is from, like, what, Iceland? So, Norway?
I think it's Sweden? Sweden?
Sweden? Sweden?
Yeah.
Sweden?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's used to the cold.
Yeah, well, but, like, he does have a superpower where when it's cold, his nips get really hard. He cuts the glass with them. I got a snort out of you! Woohoo!
You did get me. Too bad I wasn't drinking water, but you did get a
snort. We either got to get a spit take from you or a snort.
That is true.
Welcome to the Pick on Beat Show.
Yeah, pretty much.
I like how the car blows up and Tolkien's, like, literally right next to it. And he doesn't die. Look, like, look where he is. He's not far away. He's like...
Yeah, it's because he's wearing that badass jacket.
Now he needs backup?
Yeah, now. After all this, he needs backup.
Well, he isn't going to get anyone from the streets to help him out because there's nobody there.
Nope. Did we actually look up any trivia for this movie to, like, see if all the shit we're talking about is actually even accurate?
There is tons of trivia here, and it's hard to pick, like, which
Well, I'm
which
looking
part.
It up right now.
Well, according to one part I'm looking here, Blade was written as a replacement for Trapjaw. That's why he's in this movie.
Ah.
And who?
So Dolph Lundgren apparently said in a French magazine, this is from IMDb by the way, that working on the film was, quote, a nightmare. The shooting schedule was 5 months, including 2 months of night shoots, and he turned down doing a sequel. And yeah, of course it says how the originally conceived sequel ended up becoming Cyborg. Dolph Lundgren trained to use a sword.
Which is barely used in the movie.
And he doesn't use the fucking thing.
I think Skeletor stole Cobra Commander's, like, throne, because that throne has got cobras all over it.
This needed Cobra Commander.
You're goddamn right he did.
Apparently, Mattel said that He-Man could not kill anyone on screen, so that's why they're all robots that he kills.
Makes
sense. And that's why they gave him a gun.
Yeah, right?
I mean, it's the same... Well, it's the same type of excuse for the Ninja Turtles TV show. Like, you had all of them have the weapons, but instead of killing actual people, they just made them into robots so they can use the weapons.
Mm. And apparently...
But I guess one trivia...
Oh, sorry.
You go ahead, sorry.
Oh, I'll go. Yeah.
I was going to say... No, you go. You go. You go.
Just fucking go.
I was going to say...
Someone go!
One of the reasons why Frank Langella starred in this movie is because his son was a huge fan of the show. So he agreed to star in it. And then he and his son attended a private screening of the film and his son fell asleep during the movie.
Yeah. Oh my God. Amazing. So apparently Meg Foster has said that she based Evil Lyn, based her character on Shakespeare's Lady Macbeth.
Okay.
That would explain it. So basically you can see, like, Skeletor and Evil Lyn as kind of like Macbeth and Lady Macbeth in a way.
And Billy Barty based his off John Holmes.
Yes. And Harry Knowles based his entire life on Gwildor.
Jesus. And Dolph Lundgren did most of his own stunt work. Not that he does many stunts to begin with.
They probably couldn't afford an actual stunt person for him. And the thing is, I think the interesting thing about this whole movie, and
so apparently,
yeah, go
that they just based this on the toy line, not the cartoon,
and that's why it falls apart.
Yeah, it's like, let's disregard all the mythology we built up. And stories we built up through the cartoon series, and just create our own thing based on the toys.
Mm. I can't. There's way too much like.
There's trivia. A lot of things in the trivia, Marcy, that is just basically about like Cyborg being Masters of the Universe.
There
That's
is
where
a lot
most
of
the trivia is.
Yeah.
I think I've only seen like Cyborg once, and that was when it first came out, so I may have to revisit that.
Well, it is on Tubi.
Oh, so.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Maybe that could be your pick for the next episode, Marcy.
It is a John Van Damme, Jean-Claude Van Damme movie.
Yes.
Bloody hell. All right, I'll put my phone down because I was trying to read trivia, but legit, half of the trivia is just saying the sequel became Cyborg, so... And a lot about Meg Foster's eyes and how she did not wear contact lenses.
Well, obviously.
Because her eyes are just naturally like that.
Yeah. Mm. And they pierce your soul.
Because she's evil, Lynn.
Oh my god, he's using his sword!
Wow, a miracle happened.
There's no one out on the street seeing all this.
Nah.
Everyone... This happened during quarantine.
Yeah, it's like it was in lockdown. Everyone wakes up the next day and, like, they don't even report it on the news. It was such a non-event.
Actually, this movie was set today. This movie, the events of this story actually took during the pandemic. That's why there's no one around, as you guys have said.
Reldor is responsible for COVID.
He looks like it came from him.
He fucked that cow and it caused COVID.
And then he fucked a penguin.
Jesus. No. Those poor pangolins. Fucking South Park, seriously.
You're not going to tell Skeletor that I stole his throne, are you? Oh, you know, I meant Cobra Commander, sorry.
I was gonna say.
Wah. I fucked up that joke.
That is Skeletor.
I can't. Commander.
Unfortunately, I can't do the voice because I don't have the mask on. So
no.
Well, very soon they'll all just be like going retreat, retreat. And we never see Snake Mountain in this movie either.
No, you don't see it.
Mm-mm.
We haven't even seen Grayskull, really.
No.
Nope. Mm. We only see a matte painting of it, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm. How did Canon get the rights for this? I'm just very curious.
Cocaine.
Oh.
They offered Mattel a lot of cocaine for the rights to this movie.
Mm. I mean, it's amazing, like, for Canon being, like, such a cheap, you know, company and stuff. Like, they had rights to a lot of, like, stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's, like, insane.
And the fact that they wanted to be, like one of the big movie studios, like, buying the rights to, you know, this film and also making Superman 4. And
so why is Skeletor giving force lighting out?
Because he ate Emperor Palpatine for lunch.
Unless that's what the gauntlets are for. Okay, then I'll allow it.
That would make sense, but I don't think this movie makes sense.
There we go.
Hey!
Finally.
And they're actually using the theme again. I want to see a version of this movie where they digitally erase Dolph Lundgren and just put in the Swedish chef from the Muppets as he made.
See, I'm surprised when we met Dolph Lundgren, you didn't get him to sign a picture of the Swedish chef.
I'll do that when he comes back to Australia next.
Yeah, if ever. The pandemic.
If anybody comes to conventions anymore that doesn't live in that country.
You know what? I'll get him to reprise his role for He-Man if he's on Cameo, and that can be my good birthday gift for myself.
How big are his legs? They're like tree trunks.
See, if Thor was made in the 80s, Dolph Lundgren could have played Thor.
You would have been a badass Thor.
His junk is sticking out a little bit too much.
And you're giving me shit for noticing, like, Frank Langella's cod piece earlier in this commentary.
Yeah, but He-Man is only wearing undies.
That is true.
I think he saw Evelyn and got excited.
That's the finest Eternia armor, Mercy.
Yes. Going down.
Why does that look like the time machine?
It does look like the time machine.
I could do that too. That's a joke for people who were the patrons.
Yes.
Yes. Who are watching the video.
Yeah, just a reminder, you can sign up to our Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. It is absolutely worth the $1 US a month to help support our show and what we do, because we, you know, we're disabled and whatever. No, not really. I mean, I am, and I can't really have a job, so this is what keeps me going. But you get the fucking best content ever. You get for that $1 a month. $1 a month, people. It's just $1 US. That's $1.50 Australian. You can watch the To Be Tuesdays podcast. It's not just you're listening. You can watch us watch the movie with all the visual gags. It is worth doing it. It's just $1.
It's worth it for the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Exactly.
Batch has the Hall of Fame of To Be.
Exactly. And then one day down the track, when we get to, say, 50 or 100 episodes, we're going to write a script, which is basically going to be the Expendables of 2D movies, where it's going to feature all the characters.
Mm-hmm. Actually, we should watch the Expendables, but recast everyone as one of our characters in the 2D cinematic universe. So as we watch the Expendables, in our minds, you know, Stallone character would be like Dr. Beck or something. Although, to be fair, he is in that movie.
To be fair.
The Eric Roberts character in The Expendables would be like, you know, the Night Killer. Melanie.
Yes.
I have not recovered from watching The Visitor. Not the Visitor, Night Killer. Or The Visitor, for that matter.
You're welcome.
And I watched Night Killer twice.
Man, sucker. Courtney Cox is sleeping in her performance right now.
Yeah, because she realized she was in He-Man. I mean, Master of the Universe. Imagine if your name was He-Man.
I know, right? But luckily that's only his alter ego, so it's not like his, you know... He's not born named He-Man. He's born as Prince Adam. And then, of course, becomes, you know, like Clark Kent Superman. I'm going to be He-Man.
Yeah, but imagine that's it. He-Man.
Okay, so say you're Courtney Cox. <in the movie. laughs> All this goes down. At the end of the movie, everyone goes back to Eternia. Do you stay, knowing what you know now, do you stay in Eternia or do you go with them?
Ooh. Well, Eternia doesn't have fried chicken. And that they don't eat it there.
But they got hoverboards.
Yeah. Mm. I'd bring the fried chicken to Eternia.
Exactly.
And if you're working a shitty job, or you'll teach them how to make fried chicken.
Yeah.
Because they just haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah, exactly. You just bring a few chickens over to Eternia to cook them.
Yeah, I mean, if that, like, based on the Skeletor's throne, which has cobras on it, so that must mean there's actual cobras on Eternia, so maybe they do have chickens there too.
Mm-hmm.
But they're probably known by a different name or something like that in their world.
And if they have cobras, Cobra Commander can visit.
Exactly. Or Cobra Kai.
You keep baiting me, but it's not going to happen. Someone else will come out, and we don't want that. So, positive energy this show.
The many personalities that live inside Batch's head.
Voices in my head.
I hear voices in my head.
I am one dude. Go away.
How is there like 20 minutes to the left of this movie? Nothing's happening.
They're just stuck here in this park trying to figure out what to do. And of course, Gwildor has decided like, oh, I can actually fix this thing now. Give me the right things and I'll do it.
Yeah, it's because they finally gave him back his dildo.
You couldn't have done this at the beginning of the movie?
He's such a useless piece of shit. I mean, look how awesome the set is. Like, you know, they could have done more. Oh, hello. Oh,
Dolph is somehow wearing less.
No, they took the shoulder pads away.
He looks like, he legit just looks like someone's sex slave.
I think that's the subtext of this movie.
Oh, it is.
Evelyn, get down there.
Now, back there, like, you probably saw him for a second. There was, like, a little, like, a pig character back there. And that, in one of the funny stories about this film, is that they actually run a competition that whoever won would appear in the movie in a small role.
As the pig character. And a kid won it.
And they put him under makeup, and that competition winner, yeah, played Pig Boy. That was the character's name.
That is a horrible competition to win.
To play a pig.
Mm. No, because then you have to be in Masters of the Universe, the movie.
And your name gets to be Pig Boy.
Yes. Frank Langella is so good in this movie.
It should have just been a Skeletor movie, seriously.
Skeletor Origins.
Yeah.
Look at this, Jordan. It's shiny.
Now I have the power.
Say, if this was the figures, and if this was the figures in the cartoon, there would be two swords, and you put them together. Skeletor has one, He-Man has the other. Meh.
Now here comes definitely a lot of subtext in a second. Skeletor's gonna whip him, literally. 50 Shades of He-Man. Oh, 50 Shades of Grayskull! There we go!
Oh god.
You did a smart one! Yay!
Hit the music! That's a different He-Man movie.
Yes.
That's the one that where he starts off with Mount Chicka Wow Wow.
I never knew before you.
I love how that movie, that piece of music is now forever immortalized as something bad, horrible is going to happen. Whatever it's like.
Skeletor is being way turned on by this.
Oh, so is He-Man. He likes it.
He likes it rough. Whips and chains for everybody.
Oh, he's not selling it.
And backup finally turns up.
What backup?
Even when the cops call for backup, the cops don't show up for another 2 hours later.
When that pink Cadillac hits 88 miles an hour, we're going to see some serious shit.
I'm getting paid to sleep.
Man, Guild or whatever his fucking name is really likes those complex sex toys, doesn't he?
Very much so. Mm-hmm.
He's a very kinky guy, Gwildor.
He likes adding the music to it, though.
I mean, if you're pleasuring yourselves, you might as well listen to some cool music while you're doing it.
That was more about probably... your personal life than I needed.
That was a little too much, man. A little bit too much.
I'm not saying it about myself. I'm saying it for other people out there who are into that thing.
Allegedly.
Shut up!
It's a good thing, Bede, that your place is located across the road from a brothel, but also upstairs from the funeral parlor.
That's not even a joke. That is, Marcy is very much correct and telling the truth. I do live across the road from a brothel, and I live next door to a funeral parlor.
Is it a good brothel or a bad brothel?
It's a small brothel.
I've never been in. I will say that right now. I have not been in there. I just know from the outside of it, it looks very dingy.
Are the employees there a hard 35 or a...
I think they're very much a hard 35. They say they probably say they're 35 and look 80 years old.
See, and if you have an accident at the brothel, the funeral parlor is like right there.
Exactly. If you die and your dick falls off, you go straight to the funeral parlor.
I mean, that's what I'd imagine, like, Grildor would need to live at your place, so he could be next to his brothel, but also in case he dies, he's got the funeral parlor.
I can imagine you go into the brothel and you come out looking like Skeletor here.
The location is perfect for a movie we would watch on Tubi, you do realize, right?
Yes. My living situation will be the plot for a movie one day. It's going to be my Clerks.
I'll write it and make it, and it'll be like a Tubi original.
Exactly. I like how this podcast started off being a regular Tubi Tuesdays episode is now turned into Tubi Tuesday After Dark.
Pretty much. This Skeletor hologram is just as good as the Tupac's.
I think it's more believable.
You would have almost got... And I like how the people who are watching the hologram, it's the same shot we saw earlier from the hologram. It's just slightly turned around the other way.
It has the production values of the brothel across the road.
Yeah.
Cheap and nasty. I'm like so fascinated by this movie right now.
You know, the other reason why this movie is complete bullshit. We are almost like an hour 28 minutes in. Where the fuck is Battle Cat?
Yes, they could have at least made a reference to him, like he maybe have died in battle or something like that,
or he was on Eternia, or
yeah. I think they did want to put Battle Cat in this movie, but I think it was like too costly. Being canon, it's not surprising.
Just get Jim Henson to do that shit.
See, this monologue that Frank Langella is giving right now, he is treating it as if it's a monologue from a Shakespeare play. He is going 200% with this role, with his performance right now.
I cannot...
Neo!
I could not unsee Dolph's hard nipples. Seriously, that's all I could see when it panned to him. I'm like, oh my
God. Okay, when we post it on Twitter, Mercy, # Dolph's hard nipples. We'll see if we can get him to retweet like Eric Roberts did.
One of the next Patreon tiers, Marcy, I'm going to do Skeletor's monologue from this movie for a video.
As Dolph Lundgren.
Oh, look, Dolph Lundgren, I mean, Skeletor has turned into the Golden Bat.
And that's his little thing.
It looks like...
he looks fabulous.
He looks like Shao Kahn from...
he does.
The Mortal Kombat.
He does.
So should I say Mortal Kombat Annihilation?
Oh, jeez. No. Not that movie.
It's so gross.
All of a sudden, Marty and Doc just show up. Oh, sorry, Marty, wrong movie.
He starts playing the theme to Back. He starts playing the theme to Back to the Future. Dun, 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 dun.
I have the power of love. There we go. That could be the new theme for this movie.
There you go.
No, you just do, I have the power of grace. I can't think of the tune to the power of love now. Bloody hell.
That helmet must weigh a lot. Just look how big it is.
It's very complicated.
Well, if we're not getting copyright struck for streaming the entire movie for the patrons, then we're fine for the music.
Yes, exactly. As long as nobody I'm not going to say it because somebody might be tempted to. So anyways.
Be cool. Just be cool.
I like how they basically, they finally get back to Eternia and they bring everything that was in the area along with them, including half the Cadillac and the brick wall.
Yeah, why not? Somehow, in the budget, they could break half the car.
We got a holy shit bomb in a kids' movie?
I can imagine all the kids in the 80s watching this movie, they would have been like, holy shit, he said holy shit, man!
No, the kids are like, where's Stratos? Where's Mechanek? I'd settle for She-Ra right now.
Oh, he's whipping him now, baby.
So I just like the clock that they did a tight close up of Dolph Lundgren's chest just for no apparent reason.
It's those nipples, baby.
That's a sound drop.
Lubick, this is for real. James Tolkien's like, I've had enough. I'm too old for this shit. I'm gonna kill all of you.
Fucking commies.
Yes.
Well.
America! In Eternia!
Fuck yeah.
Eternia! Fuck yeah.
Are you ever gonna look as cool as Dolph Lundgren in his undies fighting bad guys?
Keyman just gave him the worst F5 ever. Had him up and just needed a little bit more for the...
I swear, Dolph Lundgren's not even throwing these guys. He's just slightly pushing them and they just fall off the bridge. I really want to see somebody make a fan film that has the stormtroopers and these troopers from this movie in a battle and then nobody actually hits anything.
Everyone's just missing.
Yeah. Again, don't show He-Man killing people, but give him a fucking gun. The logic.
But they're robots, so it's okay. Even Skeletor's gold outfit has a cod piece too.
You're obsessed with cod pieces. That's one of the episode highlights. Beat is obsessed with cod pieces.
Well, it's a bit hard. Well, that's the thing. Years back when we did the commentary, you weren't there for that one, Marcy. But for Judge Dredd, the cod piece was everywhere. And since then, I'm like, I notice cod pieces in every movie now.
Well, the cod piece in Judge Dredd was very fucking obvious. Ad!
Oh, we got ad!
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Poshmark.
They put the...
I'm at 134.14.
We are at 134.08.
Okay.
Wow, they put the ad at the climax of this movie.
This movie has a climax? Doesn't feel very good.
Oh!
And it's Poshmark. The ad right now is Poshmark.
I wonder if I can get some He-Man outfits on Poshmark.
Okay. I'm doing weird things with my video right now, mainly because my video just now for a couple of seconds was slightly delayed, and I... But it's all good now.
They're promoting Killer Joe on Tubi, and that is a fucking Tubi fucking fair podcast movie.
To be fair.
All right, we're at 34... an hour 34:15.
Now.
Okay. All good. Although Tubi needs to put the golden bat, because that would be the best.
Yes. Here we go.
More like the golden batch, am I right?
No!
Yes. No, he's doing it!
There you go! He said the thing! He said the thing!
Look at that pose. Amazing.
Just stab Skeletor right in the dick, right in the codpiece.
Exactly. Also, one of my favorite bits of trivia about this movie, and I know this off by heart because I don't even need the trivia to say this, that they ran out of money before they actually shot the He-Man versus Skeletor fight scene. So basically, like, they didn't have enough money to do that. And the reason why this scene is shot in the dark, because they literally just shot it while everything was shut down very quickly.
Here's your move.
The way that He-Man looks right now looks like he's just, you know, decided he wanted to be Jesus in Passion of the Christ.
Yes. I just want to know whether he's light. Why has it gone dark? I mean, I know the real reason why it's gone dark, but can you imagine, like, being in this scene, also, like, why the lights gone down and there's, like, flashlights everywhere?
All the stormtroopers are looking around like, what the fuck?
Is that why the fight scene is, like, 2 seconds long?
And it's not a very well-choreographed fight scene either. Because they shot it so quickly.
And he trained with the sword for months or whatever. I don't know if it was months.
Oh, I got my own sword!
I thought he was going to fight him with his codpiece.
Finally!
Skeletor's got his own sword.
In his codpiece.
Now put them together.
Obviously. Whoa!
Oh!
We're ripping off Return of the Jedi! I'll be back in the sequel that'll never happen!
Save me, you numbskulls!
So, have they done, like, a new cartoon, or they're doing a new cartoon of He-Man?
Yeah, well,
Kevin Smith is writing it.
Yeah. And apparently, from what I've heard, like, I was watching the recent Fat Man Beyond episode on Tubi. I mean, not Tubi.
Tubi!
That they said, keep a lookout on, because it's Geek Week on Netflix, on their Twitter. And they said, keep a lookout because we could possibly see the first footage.
Oh, okay.
He keeps saying it is like the logical sequel to the original cartoon from the 80s.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he's updating it, so it's actually got, like, an arc.
Yeah.
I look forward to it.
I like how Lubick, James Tolkien's like, I'm going to live here now because I got a woman who likes me. And Gildor's got, like, bows in all of his beard.
Does he really? I didn't see.
Yeah, we'll see it in a second.
Oh.
Guess you don't need us for this movie anymore. I'm sorry for wasting your time and taking up 50% of this movie. Maybe 70%. Good journey, everybody.
Look at those fucking massive nipples, man.
They are really erect, right?
I can't stop looking!
Dolph knows you're looking at his nipples, boss.
Oh my god, he has the cheapest bows in his beard. Oh my god, I thought she was going to suck on his nipple.
How bad is He-Man's BO?
Don't go too close to him, Courtney Cox. You'll get more of that baby oil over your hair.
He's a real slip and slide.
I like how at the very last second, Gwildor just says, oh, I don't have to take you back right now. I can send you into the past, the future. This dildo does it all. It's never established at all in the movie until this point. And then, of course, we find out, like, both of them got sent back in time so she can stop her parents from flying in that plane.
Oh, my God. Look at his penis.
No, that's James Tolkien.
They try and dissuade it with a belt, but it's still there.
It's so there!
But I'm going to say it again. Here's the thing, though. So they've gone back in time.
Mm.
What type of time travel is it? Does that mean their consciousness has gone back into their bodies at that specific moment?
Do they know what they have to change, or are they just...
Yeah, or is there, like, they've gone back in time, but their other double is around as
well? I feel like she went back in time to 1940 with that 90.
Exactly.
That's hot.
She's a hard fucking 79 there.
In this version, it's not Little Women, it's Little He-Men.
That nightgown's a hard 1920.
David Cronenberg. Oh, wait, that's not him.
Bede, what's the Patreon thing to get you to wear that 90?
It's 60 subscribers. But that's, here's the thing. Like, if they go back in time, so that means, like, they're in the past. So at some point, He-Man and that are still going to come to their planet in the future. Anyway,
yeah,
but they're going to be more aware of it this time,
or they're not going to be there to help them save the day. So this created an alternate timeline.
Mm.
Yeah, Julie, I ran into my double and I killed him, so I could be the real Kevin in this timeline.
We need to go back. This universe doesn't have fried chicken.
They changed the past and it wiped out fried chicken.
In this timeline, it rains fried chicken.
I'm fucking ordering some KFC after this.
We're talking about fried chicken way too much on this episode, and even I'm getting hungry for fried chicken. And here we go.
Let's write to our KFC to sponsor the Tuber Tuesdays podcast.
Yes.
He has the nipple.
He said
power.
The thing again.
Theme music playing. Oh, jeez. Coming up next, Kangaroo Jack.
Oh, I got
I think of He-Man and Master of the Universe, I think Kangaroo Jack.
I got Where the Wild Things Are.
Yeah, that's there as well. Speed Racer, The Final Countdown. I'm not sure what the other one is.
Jack Hunter something. I find it interesting that they would play the what's coming up next part on Tubi when... There is an after the scene credit, which I didn't find out it was there until like years later.
Yeah.
Mm.
Which basically, I think it was probably one of the first films to use an end credit stinger.
Well, the thing is, it starts the next movie and I don't know how to stop that. So you can actually watch the credits.
Yeah. Well, I guess if you're watching it on, say, I think if you go to the very end.
It's like
so we're in the credits now, so we're just... Yeah so we're going to go to the very end of the movie.
End.
Yes.
Which is still going to start Kangaroo Jack for some reason. I don't.
Yeah, well, I guess we won't worry about it. Nope.
It's going to start it. No, I'm pausing it. No, not Kangaroo Jack. No.
No, not Kangaroo Jack. No.
No.
No!
No! No! No! Stop.
Stop the show before Kangaroo Jack kills us all.
Okay.
I've already had to suffer through that movie again for my Colin Bad movie tweet-a-thon. I don't want to watch it again.
Now I've got little Nikki coming up on the screen. Anyway, that is a wrap on the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. Episode 20.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck no. I'm scared.
I'm scared.
I'm so fucking scared. Bets again. thanks, everyone.
Connie will save us all.
Connie is the savior. Thanks, everybody, yes, for listening to this insane episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast, presented as a co-production of the Super Network and hashtag Pop4D.
Not just Pop4D, but you can hashtag Pop4D and find us right there.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get that hashtag trending along with Dolph Lundgren's nipples. And release the Orko cut.
Yes.
Master of the nipples.
Master of the nipples. But yes, you can find us at supermarcy.com, our base of operations. And of all our many places you can find us, I will try to go through them all very quickly. You can join the Facebook page, like us, and comment, give us feedback. We want to read out some of your feedback on the future show, so let us know what you think already, people. I know people are enjoying this show because it's very popular. So you can find us at facebook.com/supernetwork. You can join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/thesupernetworkgroup. You can follow my personal Twitter account at twitter.com/supermarcy. You can follow the Super Network account at twitter.com/sm_supernetwork. You can find us on TikTok at the Super Network. There is a fucking adorable video I just posted of my cat, my kitten, Henry, getting kissed by Freddy the dog. And you can find us on Instagram at the.super.network. I can't remember if there's anything else, but you can find the 2B Tuesdays podcast as well as all the other podcasts under the Super Network banner on all the main podcasting platforms. You can search for the 2B Tuesdays podcast there. So like Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, all of those. And of course, as we mentioned before, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/thesupernetwork. We do lots of weekly content. It's not just like we post something once a week. All of our podcasts have early access. And for the very cheapest tier, we give you early access plus the video versions of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. Bede, throwing it over to you.
If people want to find me personally, they can find me at my Twitter page at twitter.com/BedeJamide or my personal writer's page on Facebook at facebook.com/TerribleAussie. And of course, you can find all my writings over at supermarcy.com with reviews and columns. So check out all my stuff there.
Batch, over to you.
So you can find me every Tuesday over at Web Tales, a Spider-Man podcast, where we recap the classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the very beginning to the present day. Me and Mark Chevalier have been doing that for a little over 2 years, and this week we decided to launch something that's been in the plans for a long time. So we are now calling our network, the sister network to the, or the brother network, to the Super Network. We are Pop4D, so we're going to be all things, going to talk all things pop culture, comics, movies, gaming, television, professional wrestling. We're going to do some mental health stuff over there. So if it makes you pop, that's what we're all about. So please follow us on our brand new social medias, our Instagram. Just search hashtag Pop4D, and that'll bring you to us, because we got a lot of good things, including the upcoming show, To Be Fair.
To Be Fair,
where we will watch the best that Tubi has, because we watch the worst on this crappy show.
Yes. Pop4D is going to have, like, the, you know, the more sophisticated Tubi movies.
Oh, I got a feeling it's going to be the exact same movies as this show.
It might be. We will definitely be launching that at some point soon.
Yes,
and
coming
we,
soon.
Yes. We are very happy to have, well, you know, to help Pop4D take off, and definitely check out WebTales, a Spider-Man podcast. It is awesome stuff, and
because you've got the Super Network universe, and you've got the Pop4D universe, and that makes the podcast omniverse. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Hashtag podcast omniverse. There you
yes.
go.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes, so please show your support for the Super Network and for Pop4D. Lots of amazing stuff from all of us, and we know that you love us because we're awesome. So, until next time, I've been Super, Bede's been terrible, Batch has a doctorate in Dolph Lundgren's nipples, and
it's a four-year program.
Yeah. And we'll be back next time with one of my picks, and I'm going to fucking destroy this podcast. Catch you later, everyone.
See everybody. Bye.
Peace.
No! Julie!
From a distant galaxy, they have come to Earth. Dolph Lundgren as He-Man. Frank Langella as Skeletor. Only they have the powers to be. Masters of the Universe. Live the adventure.
Okay, everybody. My name is Michael E. Cullen II, and with me is...
Matthew Haas.
We are the co-hosts of the All Too Real 2 podcast. On All Too Real 2, we tackle pop culture topics such as watching and reviewing direct-to-DVD sequels.
We review any and every all direct-to-video movies of all time.
That we review so you don't have to.
Yeah.
We also cover pop culture topics, you know, like the history of Halloween, misconceptions, and things of that nature.
Very educational and entertaining.
And we've just started doing interviews with people from Hollywood and people from pop culture, such as Larry Hankin, which we just interviewed recently, who you know from Seinfeld and Friends and Billy Madison, among other things. So where can they find our podcast, Matt?
They can find it at iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and any other place that you can find podcasts on.
Just tune in and enjoy.